Why are sexual relationships outside marriage unacceptable? Because these relationships are of the following kind. It turns out that a spiritual unity takes place here. Apostle Paul says that they become one body, and he doesn't mean physically. So, to become one flesh, her and him, and that's why here the following occurs. If it is happening against conscience, it is already a wound. This united flesh is already wounded, and this results in bitter fruit. These relationships outside marriage affect their following life, even if they get married later. And if they don't even get married, and especially when people are sexually promiscuous, so they become one single flesh, and then they tear it apart, then they put it together again, and then it is torn apart again. So can you imagine when a finger is broken, then fixed, then broken again, then fixed again? So this is a great trauma to a person's soul. Such people, as they are just striving to some skin pleasures, they are becoming increasingly selfish. They become incredibly selfish, and the life becomes very difficult for them because they do not admit any concessions. They are unable to sacrifice. So this selfishness wins over a human soul, which makes them socially and generally a very difficult person for the family life. And then, according to a spiritual law, it's such a pity that we don't care enough to study the spiritual laws. So it turns out that all these things are killing love in people. They're killing this natural feeling, or I'd say ability to love. These people can't love anymore, even if they get married then, but not out of love. Just first of all because of their body and so on. And what about love? It's a different matter. So body and love are different matters. So that's why these sexual relationships outside marriage kill the most valuable and sacred thing that is present in people, which is love. They result in selfishness. The lust is increasing, and love or ability to love is disappearing. One artist told me, "I wish I could love, but I can't. I can only play some love games. But there is no love, and without love, what is it? I'm looking for love, but where is it? It disappeared." So can you imagine a family without love? It is so complicated, and that is one of the reasons of the numerous divorces which happen very soon after marriage. So It's not for nothing. Throughout all history, in all the peoples, there was experience and knowledge of the fact that this has a terrible effect on human life.